so.
Please rise for the Pledge of Allegiance.
Pledge of Allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Roll call, please.
Gaylord.
Aye.
Grunge.
Aye.
Needhammer.
Aye.
Sansom.
Aye.
Town.
Yeah.
Quorum present.
Okay. Our first item of business tonight is the consent agenda. The purpose of the consent agenda is to expedite business by grouping non-controversial items together to be dealt with by one commission motion without discussion. Any member of the commission, staff, or the public may ask that any item on the consent agenda be removed and placed as the last item under new business to receive full discussion. Such requests will automatically be respected. And we have several items on the agenda tonight. And yes, Cindy.
I would like to disclose, though, that on item G, Patrick Patoka is my son-in-law.
Okay.
I'm going to have to cancel that one out.
Okay, any requests for change in the consent agenda?
I only have one comment.
Okay.
I'd like to thank all the folks that are re-signing up for another term with respective boards. Appreciate all the volunteer work that everybody does. And we have a large number, so I want to make a note. Mm-hmm. Appreciate that.
Okay.
I'll make a motion to approve the consent agenda as presented.
I'll second.
Roll call.
Gaylord.
Aye.
Grunge.
Aye.
Needhammer.
Aye.
Sansom.
Aye.
Town.
Aye.
Motion carried.
Okay, our next item of business is the hearing citizens' comments on non-agenda items. Please hold your comments to 5 minutes, and please identify yourself if you wish to speak. Okay, we have no one wishing to address the commission. Okay, next item is correspondence. We do have a letter that came from Challenge Mountain, mm-hmm. thanking the city and Main Street, and particularly the Boyne Thunder event for the donation of $9,136. And I believe everybody should have received a copy of that.
Mm-hmm.
And our next item of business is City Manager's Report.
Just a brief one for you, and I'm sorry I don't have it in written form today. I was gone old school with regards to the agenda as well for today. I'd like to wish everybody a happy new year. Hope their holidays were good. Just before the end of 2014, the city was able to close on the purchase of a small parcel of property from Boyne Area Gymnastics adjacent to our airport runway, which, after we move some of the sections of the perimeter fence, should allow us to upgrade our airport from the state's basic to a general utility classification. And why that's important is that change of classification should make the airport much more competitive in seeking grants for funding future improvements up there. So that's a project we've been working on for a number of years. I'd like to thank the Boyne Area Gymnastics organization for working with us, and Karen Seeley for all the work she did to make that transaction take place. Today, the city received one of two notifications with regards to grants. The first one, we were notified that we were one of the seven communities that was selected to obtain a place plan services grant. The commission will recall that we submitted that shortly before the holidays. What that services grant will do is bring in students from Michigan State University, working with the Michigan Municipal League and MISHTA, to basically help us come up with a community developed master plan of the areas between the public properties between Peninsula Beach Park at the south end and State Street immediately next to the Veterans Memorial at the north end, with special focus around Sunset Park and those other waterfront areas. There's a lot of discussion on how those parks can be improved and used to their more full potential. It ties in with the discussions that the Chamber's been having about their space needs and what they can do with that facility, and also with regard to providing connectivity so people know that, geez, we've got some really great parks and a beach and things like that in our community within short walking distance if they happen to come in by boat. So they're looking to have a kickoff meeting on that in mid-February, and I'll be getting you some more information on that as we go forward. We were also advised today by the state that the contract language has been approved with regards to the grant that Boyne Mountain has been working on for a few years to basically expand the diameter of a large section of their forest main that runs between Topolinsky Road and basically Mall Drive in the city. You may recall a number of years ago, they removed some of their sewage lagoons out there where they used to store some of the sewage on its way to Boyne City. They've been storing some of it in the pipe, and as they go forward and they need additional capacity for future projects that they have planned out there, this grant has finally been approved. We've been working on this for a couple of years, it seems like. Mm-hmm. Plans have changed at Boyne Mountain and with the state and things of that nature. And there is no cost to the city other than the staff time that we've talked about at this point. So it's a project we'll be doing jointly with the MEDC, Boyne USA, Boyne Mountain, and Boyne Valley Township. So that project got approved as well, too. And as the commission is aware, there are some changes that have taken place recently in the police department, and if it's okay with the city commission, I'd like the Chief Gaither to get up and talk to us about that for a moment.
Okay. It's a surprise.
Thanks. A couple things. Showing off our new patch. You know, we showed it to you folks about a month ago, but we've got them all in place now, and they're all sewn on, and everybody's wearing them. So we've got a lot of favorable comments about it, which is really nice. We did. That was just a small change. The big change is. As you know, we've been without an assistant chief since Jeff Kettle retired. Randy Howard was the chief, so we've been working on that. And I'm pleased to announce officially to you folks in the community that we've promoted Kevin Spate. Kevin, come on.
Wow.
Kevin, we've looked at this. I've looked at this for quite a long time. And Kevin was selected based on his experience, his leadership abilities, his work ethics, knowledge of the law, police functions, and his commitment to the police department and the Boyne City community as a whole. So I'm pleased to offer this certificate to Kevin and to announce to you folks that Kevin is the Assistant Chief of Boyne City Police Department. Kevin?
Thank you.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
Speech?
Sure.
Give him
an hour or so. I'm going with my history of long speeches I'd like to give.
Are you done yet?
Thank you very much.
Thank you, Kevin.
Mayor? I'd like to thank the fact that he did this without any increase in pay, which is incredible.
We don't know yet?
Oh, okay.
Oh. Whoops.
Well, congratulations, Kevin.
Yeah, congratulations.
Do you have anything else, Mike, that the city manager can report?
I don't think I could top that. I think unless you have some questions on, or comments on other items or any on these or any other items.
Yeah, Derek's still thinking about revenue streams.
Oh, yeah. He's contributing.
Okay, our next item of business is reports of officers, boards, and standing committees. And We have draft minutes of the Main Street Board, Parks and Rec, Planning Commission, Historic Commission, and the November 2014 financial statement. Is there any questions from the commission in regards to these? Okay. Our next item of business is unfinished business. Review of the revised draft for Somerset Point Utility Extension Agreement. And Mike, I'll let you start it out for us.
Sure. As the commission's aware, we're having ongoing negotiations and discussions with the representatives of Somerset Point Development. They've been going very good, I think, up to this point, and continue to do so. What you have is included in your agenda packet is communications, an updated version of what we saw at our last meeting that was received on Thursday from Attorney Dan Barron. It incorporates some changes in there, and I do, I've heard some comments from some commissioners that since all the changes are highlighted in the green or the strikeout, from day one, and not just since the last version, it is a little bit harder to change, and hope I can make that clear at some point in the future. Mm-hmm. But we wanted to share that with the commission. There is no recommendation at this point for taking action on it. I haven't had a chance to fully review it myself. I did have an opportunity to sit down with Dan Barron, who walked me through the document, but to sit back and, you know, read it from cover to cover is still a project that's ongoing right now. Mm-hmm.
Lots of legalese.
There are additional documents that will go to support this this document as well, too. But all the pieces continue to be moving in I believe, a positive direction. Dan is here in case there are any questions from the City Commission with regards to it. If you want, we can take a few minutes and spend some time with the document as well. But my recommendation is that we take no action on it today. Formal action. Discussion is fine, and then bring it back at a future city commission for meeting for action.
Thank you, Mike. Dan, do you wish to address the commission tonight in regards to this topic?
Yes, just very briefly. I concur with Mike. I think we're making very nice progress working together on an arrangement that I think can be win-win-win for the entire area here, the city, the township, and Lake Charlevoix as well. So we're continuing to work together on that, and we will look to try to bring something together here in the near future that we can attempt to finalize. And as I've advised Mike and I believe the commission at our last meeting, this is definitely our preference, the preference of Somerset Point and Mr. Taylor to reach an agreement with the city, because we think it's the best overall solution to what the needs are in this area.
Okay, good. Thank you, Dan. Do we have any department heads or staff that wish to comment in regards to this proposed agreement? Do we have any citizens in the audience that wishes to address the commission in regards to this? Okay, we'll move to commission for discussion. Tom, I'll let you go ahead and start.
Just a question for you, Dan. Are we still talking a pretty quick timeline? Would be your preference?
Yes, it's our preference. We would like to get something in place, quite frankly, within the next month or two to have things finalized. We'd like to move this along. We would like to be able to establish a timeline that could potentially facilitate construction later in the spring. We've been consulting with C2AE, which is the city's engineering firm, and the engineers are looking at various issues, crunching numbers, so we're trying to keep them moving on a parallel track as well.
Thank you.
Gene?
Well, I know the agreement is still being worked on, but my opinion on it hasn't changed. I still believe the project's going to be good for property owners, city, and Somerset Point, and protect our lake. So I'm still good with it.
Derek?
Thanks, Mayor. Maybe Mr. Barron could comment on the public notice that was put in the paper regarding wastewater discharge. And that was, I'm wondering why that was there if we're pursuing the Boyne City connection.
That's a good question.
Okay.
And thanks for the opportunity to address that.
Sure.
That's an arrangement that has been pending for years. There's actually a groundwater discharge permit that was issued 5 years ago by the Michigan Department of Environmental Quality. This relates to the proposed or potential wastewater treatment facility on Marshall Road. That is has just been kept moving forward as a backup alternative in the event we're unable to reach something. And I think we can reach something. This is the agreement we want, but that process just is continuing as a backup alternative.
You're covering your bases so you don't lose that potential opportunity.
Yes, sir.
Okay. I was wondering, like, wait a minute, I thought we were...
Yes. and I had called Mike in advance just to let him know because DEQ has various notice requirements, et cetera, so things don't lapse, so we have to keep that moving.
Okay. I'm glad you got that also, people.
Yeah, and that's a very good question. Thank you.
That's all I have. Thank you, man.
Derek just asked my same question, so all I can say is I'm really pleased to see this moving forward, and hopefully we'll reach a resolution.
Thank you.
Any further comment, Mike? Okay, I believe the discussion on this is finished. I'm also in support of this moving forward, and we'll move to new business. Scott?
Thank you, Mayor. This is the first reading of the drive-through zoning ordinance amendment. Last fall, Glenn Catt approached the Planning Commission with a concept to redevelop 202 and 210 Lake Street. That's the location of the Lake Street Mall and where the Boyne Arts section is. In that plan, we proposed a tap room, restaurant, a bank, associated living dwelling units on the upper floors. The bank also included the drive-through. That was an issue as drive-throughs aren't allowed use in the Central Business District, but the Planning Commission wanted to further explore this concept otherwise pretty much endorsed Mr. Catt's proposal and put the issue on their next Planning Commission agenda to review drive-throughs in the Central Business District. At that next meeting, they talked about the various options that could be accomplished to assist this development. One was a variance request, another was a rezoning of the district, or a conditional rezoning of the district, or an ordinance amendment, or of course, you know, you could take no action, which would basically put the project as a whole. After discussing the various options, the Planning Commission determined that the best course of action was to amend the ordinance to allow drive-throughs for financial institutions in the Central Business District as a conditional use with some specific criteria. Those criteria include that the drive-through, queuing lanes, associated parking would all need to be within an enclosed building, and that building would have to be part of a multi-story structure that would have finished floor space on the floors above. So this proposed amendment went to a public hearing in October and was recommended for approval, and now is coming to you for first reading. The next available agenda, if you want to move forward with this, would be February 24th for second reading. So it's being brought to you for your consideration and a recommendation to
to schedule it for a second meeting.
Okay. Thank you, Scott. And as an item of business, is we going to handle this, or can we handle this as the first public hearing?
It's not a public hearing. This would be considered the first reading.
Correct. Just to reconsider it. The public hearing that went through the Planning Commission is sufficient for...
No, there would be a public hearing for the second reading.
Okay. Any further comments from the department heads or staff? Citizens' comments. Mr. Bowman.
Thank you, Mayor. Jim Bowman with the Board of Chamber of Commerce. I would urge you to approve this. You know, that's a great project for a part of Lake Street that really needs it. And, you know, we've been trying to do things on South Lake Street, trying to encourage development down there. And this is a great project. I think it's a creative solution to solving the drive-through problem, covering it up. It'll basically be invisible. Planning Commission's for it. So I would urge you to approve this. Thank you.
Thank you. Scott?
Just one additional comment. Mr. Catt does anticipate coming to the Planning Commission meeting on Monday. He's further refining his concept, so if anyone's interested in looking at it and seeing it, he will be at the Planning Commission meeting on Monday.
Thank you. Okay, we'll move to board for discussion. Tom?
Being on the Planning Commission, I've been very familiar with this process, and as Scott explained, we were very supportive of development. As Jim mentioned, we're very supportive of doing what we can to enhance that neighborhood. And as Scott pointed out, we had option A, B, C, and D, and E, and we said, here is an option that we thought is best, which was the ordinance amendment. And I'm in full support. I think it's a very clean and efficient way to accommodate drive-throughs, and not just for Mr. Catt, but for any other banking institution. And we refined it in such a way that it's not going to be a canopy. It's going to be an investment into the property where there is going to be a second or a third story, and it's going to look architecturally like our language says architecturally. Well, we want it to look like the neighborhood. We want it to look like it fits into the architecture. And so I think it was a very logical and creative and needed method to promote further development in downtown Oklahoma City.
Thank you, Tom. Jane?
I'm in support. I'm okay with the first reading.
Derek?
Thanks. Scott answered my question. I was kind of hoping we'd see kind of a graphical presentation to understand how this ordinance would be, that project would be resolved, this wording. Are there any other locations in the CBD that this ordinance addition could be applied to currently?
Well, it could be applied throughout the entire district. It's whatever redevelopment, you know, this option would be available. You know,
okay.
A specific site, I can't say
okay.
where it may be, but it's open to all.
Just, I think we have to be careful to make sure we're not just crafting something just for a developer only. And Tom kind of touched on that, but I think it's important that we get that out in the open and talk about it. There sometimes is a perception that things are done just for certain people or certain things versus mm-hmm. where it could benefit everybody they choose that opportunity. So I'm in support of that whole project, and mm-hmm. I would like I said, I wish we had them tonight to kind of look at mm-hmm. an idea, but I guess we'll see him at our next commission meeting. Perhaps we'll have something he could hand out after your planning commission meeting. Something you could share. Yeah, just put requests out in case we can't make it to that meeting. So that's all I have. Thank you.
Laura?
It's an interesting solution, I think, to have it worded the way you did with having it in as the interior of the building, so it doesn't really look like it's a drive-through. Mm-hmm. I think that's probably a good, solid solution that, I don't know what other ones that you considered, but I think that's kind of a neat solution for here.
I think the screening that is one point, and the other is you're not sacrificing floor area.
Right.
Available land just for a drive-through. You're making that second and third story
right.
part of it.
Right.
To put that building mass in.
And in this particular project, not that that was, would apply, but is the ingress going to, from Lake Street through or to the back or the other way?
Yeah, on the back.
Okay. All right. Just as a question. Did you, were there other ordinances in other cities that are similar? Do they do that in other places that you're aware of? Or,
no,
or was this something that you all created on the planning? Okay, I was just curious. Okay, and I wouldn't guess, but this is just a question. I wouldn't guess that you would limit the number, or would you limit the number allowable in the downtown?
The number.
Let's say if 20 banks moved in, okay, is there a limit to the number that would be allowed?
No, you wouldn't
okay.
be able to do that.
Okay, all right.
You have to open that ability to all that wanted to partake in.
Yeah, I doubt if we'd have 20, but, you know, okay, all right. That's all I have.
Thank you, Laura.
Mm-hmm.
I'm also in full support of this and bringing it to the February 24th meeting for the second reading, and this time I'll ask for a motion.
I'll make the motion for consideration. First reading for a central business district drive-through ordinance amendment, and schedule a second reading for February 24th, 2015.
Second.
Roll call.
Brunch.
Aye.
Needhammer.
Aye.
Sansom.
Aye.
Town.
Aye.
Gaylord.
Aye.
Motion carried.
Okay, the next item of business is the rejection of patrol car bids. And Jeff, if you would.
As you're probably aware, the patrol car, the Crown Vic, 2010 Crown Vic, mm-hmm. taken out of service this past fall. And we tried to sell the car in some of the traditional methods we've tried in the past. The first phase, we tried to sell it as a police car with all the police equipment and tried to market it to other police departments. We put it out on the chief's listserv and through some other contacts that I had. Had a couple inquiries about the same time that happened. East Lansing Police Department offered 12 Crown Vics right about the same year, same model, same everything, fully equipped police packages, kind of took the market up under us. So we put it on Craigslist. We put in for a sealed bid process. Bid date was December 4th. We received three bids that were specified as specified by the listing. Low bid was $1,300. The high bid was $2,500. And we also received a fax bid, which really didn't meet the criteria of 2507. I don't really feel that the bids that we got were reflective of the value of the car. The car's in good shape. The blue book on it is over $7,000, but that doesn't take into account that it was a police car, so it would devalue some of it. I also checked on Auto Trader and some of the cars that are past police cars that had the same mileage, same year. The listing started about $5,500 and go up.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, with that in mind, I would recommend that we would hold off and maybe try this seal bid process again, or we could go through the Auto Trader where we'd have to pay a fee to get it listed, and most likely we'd have to put a price on it at that time, which becomes a kind of an issue with the city property of not going to a sealed bid. But if we do it that way, or if we did the sealed bid, we sort of fall behind in the competition again, because people tend to go for the ones with the prices on them. But that option is there for us. But I would recommend that we reject the bids that we have at this time as being too low, and attempt to sell the vehicle again in the spring.
Thank you, Jeff. Any further comments by department heads or staff? Do we have any citizens' comments? Okay, we'll move the board for a discussion. Derek, would you like to start?
Sure. I agree with the chief. That's too big of a discrepancy with what the market's bearing. Normally, the Craigslist and other things that we've done have panned out in our favor. But in this case, I think it's definitely worth holding off doing that. Kevin, did you ever drive this vehicle? In question? I think that if we put a picture of Kevin, the new assistant chief, with the vehicle, that the value would the bids would be incredible. So, it's like you could drive the same car.
Good idea.
Kevin Spade did. In all seriousness, I agree. Let's wait. I don't know. Mike and research let us know about advertising it with a known price and how that works for governmental property. I'm not positive, but I definitely think we wait till warmer weather for somebody to may enjoy a former police car a little better. That's all I have. Thank you.
Okay. Laura?
I guess my question would be, can't we advertise it on Craigslist and put a minimum bid?
We could.
You know, minimum, anything over that, and still do a sealed bid, but, it, you know, say above 5,000 or minimum bid 5,000, and do it that way, and then you know you're secure at least getting, if anyone bids, at least you'll get the 5, which would probably be better than the 25, whatever it was, 27, 25. I don't know. That would be maybe one way we could look at doing it. I like Derek's suggestion. That might work.
Sir, what can I say?
That's all I have. Yeah, I'm in favor of not accepting that bid. It's way too low. Do we know what the prices went for on the cars that were sold? That East Lansing? Do you know what the average that they got from those? Did you find out? That might help, maybe, see what they averaged on those. That's all I have.
Huh? Probably put it in the high school parking lot with for sale on and it's gone.
Yeah.
No, I'm in support.
Jane?
I'm in support.
I support the chief's recommendation also, and thank you. Okay, next item of business is...
We should have a motion to actually reject the bid.
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay, I'll call for a motion to reject the bids.
I'll make a motion to reject the recent bids for the sale of the 2010 Ford Crown Victoria Patrol vehicle.
Second.
Oh. Roll call.
Needhammer?
Aye.
Sansom?
Aye.
Town?
Aye.
Gaylord?
Aye.
Grunch?
Aye.
Motion carried.
Okay. We're going to move on to the other. Are we going to have facilities discussion?
Mm-hmm.
We can make it part of it.
Yep.
I don't know if we need to make it an official agenda item, but... we can discuss just about anything on good of the order. So, would you like to start, Tom?
A continuation of our discussion, our work session that we had from 5 to 7, and maybe, Mr. Mayor, you can conclude our findings. Basically, we're going to ask Mike to... I was going to say that. Maybe I'll pass the hat to you there, Mike. Or...
Well, what I was recommending that we might want to test the waters at our next city commission meeting and try and gather all the relevant information with regards to the possibility of putting this on the ballot for an election to raise the millage to finance the entire project, less the amount that we already have for the DPW facility, of course. And the commission may have other options or look for other scenarios that they want to have considered at that time as well, too. But I'm thinking if we're thinking of going to the people at some point, you know, I think before we actually do that, it'd be good to ask them the question and share with them what information we do have.
Mm-hmm.
So, Mr. Mayor, to follow up on that concept, I've been thinking, so how do we formulate where the public stands? Because I don't think that having people show up at the next meeting, yay or nay, is going to be a very good representation of the 1,200 voters or how many ever voters we have. So following up on that, do we put it out there on social media? Do we do a petition? Could we have 500 signatures by the next meeting, the saying that we are in support of a millage increase for the next or for new facilities? I mean, that's where I just kind of want some clarification as to how much input we want from the public. I mean, the more the better, but how do we get it? That's my question.
Well, I think we have a man in the audience here that just knows how to drive the engine, and that's Mr. Bowman from the Chamber and the Chamber newsletter, and also the Survey Monkey that we use for a lot of events, similar that we did with the citywide planning sessions, giving people a chance that they're maybe not here for the winter, but they're considered full-time residents here, and allow them to check in, and also, as you mentioned, a Facebook page that we have, getting it out there. And, got any thoughts, Jim?
Well, the thing is, it's a complicated issue. Mm-hmm. Surveys are good for a yes or no or multiple mm-hmm. choice, and you know, this is, I'm fully in support of, you know, I agree with you guys, you need it badly, but it's tough to have that just be a quick and dirty yes or no, do you mm-hmm. want to raise your taxes? And, yeah. You know, I think getting endorsements from groups like fire and ambulance would be an important step, and police, you know, that it's for public safety is a big part of it, and mm-hmm. you know, though I think that goes a long way, other than, you know, people who are going to say, oh, you just want more comfortable offices, which I know mm-hmm. isn't true. It's a complicated question. I mean, at some point, I think it might be good to do mm-hmm. to do something like that, but you'd almost have to have a public information campaign first to get the word out about all the, you know, what else, why do we need it, and mm-hmm. who supports mm-hmm. it.
You know, one other thing that, you know, we really have to consider, and that's too, you know, as far as, you know, and doing it as soon as possible, is the municipal bond rates are at the all-time low, and it's, they may not stay there very long either. It's, there's an advantage to that, so that adds this to the...
Yeah, you list bullet points of things like that. I mean, another thing, and I've mentioned this before, the city commission, not all of the people, not all of you, but the previous city commission had lowered the millage rate voluntarily by 3/4 of a mil within the last 3 or 4 years because the economy was mm-hmm. soft and they felt like we got to tighten our belts. Mm-hmm. And so, you know, if you ask for a mil and a half, half of that was... Mm-hmm. something that the taxpayers were already paying, mm-hmm. And I think that should give people a level of trust that the mm-hmm. city commission doesn't overtax when they don't need to. Mm-hmm. You've reduced yeah. positions, I think. You know, there's a lot of bullet points in favor of this, but I think somebody needs to kind of put all that together and not just sort of throw it out there. Do you think we should have yeah. new facilities without making your case for it first? Mm-hmm. That's just my thoughts. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Thank you, Jim. I appreciate your input. Gene?
Yeah, I think we need to get as much information out to the public as possible, why we need the facilities, how much it's going to raise your tax, and be as honest as you can, tell them, you know, everything that we know, mm-hmm. and try to get it on the May 5th election.
Derek?
Thank you. In the prior work session, we didn't get a chance to actually get to the main facility per se. We spent most of our time, rightfully so, on the DPW complex because that is the first piece of the puzzle all those vehicles and equipment have to be moved out of that location, this location here, the current City Hall area, before anything can happen. And it needs to happen, that's the right place. Working on sharpening our pencil on the numbers for that. With regards to the actual last rendering of the City Hall concept, I've elicited feedback from a lot of people. Two interesting points. One was that the general concept was that it was either too big or slightly opulent from the outside. So I think perhaps some discussion on the exterior and the vault, large vaulted ceiling when you walk in was perhaps excessive and not really needed. Some of the cupola areas lended, you know, a little more extravagance than I think people were thinking of when they looked at the City Hall. What I didn't hear was, why are you guys doing this? Why is this even being talked about? I did not hear that. Mm-hmm. So I take that as a sign that, you know, in the people that I spoke to, that they're not opposed that something's done, however it's done. I think we have to look at the final design and how that comes together. I think the on the fire department section, that was not quite unanimous, but almost unanimous, that they like the layout there, that the see-through glass thing is a very nice feature. They didn't think that was too excessive. It was just the main building. Some of the design work and interior make it look, you know. Our plan was not, obviously, to create a Taj Mahal with the taxpayer money. But that was, you know, the first reaction when they discussed, when they saw those drawings. Mm-hmm. So, I say that because we're talking about putting things on ballots, and that is part of the overall package. And if there's change there, that may change, that should change the numbers downward. I am not comfortable fast-tracking to a millage. I can tell you that right now. That's where I stand. I am 100% for moving forward with the DPW project. That needs to be done. We are continuing moving forward. We have basically the cash to pay for that. I'm going to pay less cash than was presented earlier, but needless, that being said, I don't think it's extremely necessary that we move forward. Like it was mentioned in the earlier meeting, there is another state level election that's coming up, and that's going to affect people's pocketbook one way or the other. Now, that may or may not have any bearing at all on what we do in Boynton City as taxpayers and how we want to move our business, but I think it's something that we need to be aware of. I think there's some more work and design work and numbers and research that need to be done on the rest of the facility project before we move forward and start asking for putting this on the ballot this spring. I'm very set on that. I've shared my feelings with citizens, and I will be consistent here. I'm all for moving forward as soon as the timeline permits the DPW project. Get that rolling. The rest of the project, I don't think we need to move as quickly. We've got some more numbers to work and design work. Thank you.
Okay, Laura?
Yeah, I'm kind of back and forth in my mind too, the more I think about it. I don't want to move so, I mean, I want to move quickly because we've been talking about this for all the years I've been on commission. But I think as far as the public goes, And I agree with what Jim said, I think, and what Derek just said, is I think we really need to have everything laid out nicely. We need to have our numbers right. We need to know what direction we're going, when and how. And I think we need the visuals for the public, so when they do come and we do say, would you support this, they know what, they can see what we're talking about. And so I don't know if we want to plan that, or if May is too quick, like if we do this quickly, is that too fast? Or can we get all of that together between now and then? And that's, I guess, can we do it between now and the May election? To put it, well, if we put it on the ballot. No, I don't know.
Well, the purpose of the public hearing, you know, mm-hmm. at the next commission meeting mm-hmm. would be to bring people's opinions out, and it may shed new light on opportunities or mm-hmm. positive reasons to do it or not do it. And I mean, it's mm-hmm. it's given the people a chance to speak out about it, and as mm-hmm. Mike Kane suggested, is to test the hypothesis whether it's feasible to put it on the May ballot. If we bring it back for mm-hmm. you know, a public hearing at the next commission meeting, or make it an agenda item, maybe not a public hearing, mm-hmm. we have it. It may shed light on whether we want to do it or not. There may be some positive reasons out there either mm-hmm. way. Mm-hmm. So I personally think we should follow Mike's advice and make it an agenda item for the next meeting.
And then we can decide at that point whether we
go
forward or not.
Not make any decision tonight whether we're going to put it on the May ballot. Mm-hmm.
Okay.
But again, one of the things that we really need to look at, you know, as far as doing something as soon as possible, mm-hmm. is the fact of the all-time low in the municipal bond markets when there's 3 or 3.5% money out there.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So, it's, and then the other point too is what Barb brought to the table during the discussion a while ago was the fact that with the Cindy also too, you know, mm-hmm. the increased SEB that. This could very well be paid off early rather than a 20-year window.
Mm-hmm.
And we've talked about inflation, how it can be your friend sometimes, too, if mm-hmm. you get in at the right point of time.
Right.
So
the next meeting, what we do is let the public know that this is up for, we're discussing it. And then if we have the visuals for the DPW and some other visuals maybe that we can provide, that might, I think, be helpful for them to see where we're going and what we're where we're at this point in time. Mm-hmm. So,
I you made my point that I was going to counter, and that's exactly right. That we, if in the next 2 weeks is the fact gathering or information mm-hmm. educational process, and when we put out the bullet points and we get the letters of support. And we find that there is support, that's when we go ahead with the May.
Mm-hmm.
And then another point that I want to make is a lot of times you don't spend a lot of money on the details of the architectural process until the money is in place. In other words, you don't hire the architect to find details.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, that's usually the way mm-hmm. a bond proposal
mm-hmm.
is done.
Mm-hmm.
Once it's passed, then you have the money to pay the architect to go into the details.
So. Yeah, okay.
I got to count your counter now.
A couple items. If the commission is thinking of taking this to the next city commission meeting, I'd probably recommend that you move that meeting from a noon meeting to a 7 p.m. meeting so more people could attend.
Yeah.
So I'd make that recommendation to you.
Mm-hmm.
In response to Laura's question, right now we're just short of 4 months away from
mm-hmm.
the May election date. If we can't get a case out in 3.5 or 4 months,
mm-hmm.
you know, then we've got some other issues that we probably should be dealing with as well too. So I think we probably could make the case within 4 months.
Okay.
Going to Commissioner Gaylord's comments, there may be lots of changes we want to make with regards mm-hmm. to the facility.
Mm-hmm.
Just because we're going for financing doesn't kind of tie in with Derek's, I mean with Tom said as well too. Doesn't lock us into, you know, mm-hmm. changing some of those elements if the commission so chose.
Mm-hmm.
Just have less money that we would have to pay out at some point if we chose mm-hmm. to scale it back. And those are the main comments I have right now.
Okay.
Okay. Derek.
Follow up. appreciate the trying to laser in on one small little comment. My point was that there may be enough of a design change that drastically changes the amount we're asking for, is what my point was, not what color paint we're going to use. So I want to clear that up for you, because that could definitely change. You're talking about going for the amount. That may be, it's directly related to what the designs are presented and the numbers we're working with. You're working off of numbers based on his presentation and his conceptual drawings. Are we not?
Well,
yes.
Let me follow up for a minute. He's working off of, he's already interviewed all the department heads, he's measured every building, and he knows square footage. So he's working off square footage, and he's working off site plan. So, no, I think his numbers are pretty accurate, because he's used facts to gather that $7 million price tag. So I think we're in agreement more than disagreement.
I'm not opposed to the project. I want to make that crystal clear. My points are, but we're talking about bringing all the information to the to our citizens. And that would be part of it, is, you know, what's it going to look like, even more representative. There may be some structural changes that drastically reduce the cost.
We hope.
Yes, well, absolutely.
But Mike's making the suggestion how we take that first step, you know,
If I might interject.
I still haven't seen what my numbers are.
So I know.
On how we got and what our...
But if we start with the numbers that we have, and we put it out there, and the public says, well, we're in favor of a new facilities, but we don't want to fund that kind of money, then we know we have to scale back, or we have to revise it, too. I mean, that's just, they will have the input, too, on that. So maybe if they're more part of the process, they'll feel more included, and that will give us a little more direction. So I don't know, I can think about it both ways. It's a hard start. It's like, where do you start? We already started, but
sure,
where do you go from here? So
well, the design process was an open process.
Yeah, it was.
We had, we did have a lot of input from citizens, and it wasn't just an in-house case study.
Right.
Cindy, did you want to say something, or you?
Well, I kind of do, but I don't know if this is the appropriate time.
Well, it's good in the order of the world.
It's under. I mean, if it gets, and this is just kind of going, if it gets past the point of the discussion where we have a meeting in 2 weeks and people are here and want to talk about it, and if you want to go forward, and I mean, would it make sense to? I don't know if they call them the steering committee, but get some people out in the community as a whole to help with the marketing and the information, and you know, to help all of us as we go, get some volunteers to help move forward with this, pull together a committee really quickly, who can help with the social media, who can help with public input meetings, who can go to organization meetings to kind of work with all of us. I mean, is that something that we could, that could get the word out just as quickly. And get information.
And some good press, you know, and other informational things.
We just have to be very careful.
Yeah.
And whatever we do with regards to a millage issue that we put on the ballot, we basically have to be, much like the schools when they go out for elections on things, they have to put out facts.
Mm-hmm.
They can't say, vote yes, vote no, whatever.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they can put out facts and, you know, here's what's going on with this facility, or here's what our cost, estimated costs are, and here's what we think it's going to look like, and things of that nature. So when Tom mentioned, you know, pulling together a petition, you know, that's fine if somebody wants to do that. That's nobody at City Hall is going to be doing that, because that's not proper for us. That's lobbying, you know, the people on a certain way, and you know, that's not our job on a day-to-day basis. So there may be some people that would be some resources out there. I think, you know, we are going to be running a millage campaign. We actually have some experts here with the schools and things of that nature. But we also want to be real careful with regards to the legalities of it and make sure we don't cross any lines that we're not supposed to.
Mm-hmm. Right.
So is it the desire or wish of the commission to bring this, make this an agenda item for next, the next meeting? Make the meeting at 7 o'clock? Invite citizens? Jane?
I'm fine with it.
Yeah, I...
Bring it to the next meeting.
Okay, so I'll entertain a motion then.
I'll make motion that our January 27th, 2015 meeting scheduled for noon will be moved to 7 p.m. And an agenda item under new business will be a facilities, how do you want to say that? Facilities item, topic.
Discussion of funding city facilities.
Discussion of funding.
Financing.
Financing.
Financing facilities. Thank you.
Roll call.
Sansom.
Aye.
Town.
Aye.
Gaylord.
Aye.
Grunge.
Aye.
Needhammer.
Aye.
Motion carried.
Okay, anything else for the good of the order? Laura?
Yeah, just one item that I keep bringing up and everyone keeps bringing up. The Division Street situation, is that being resolved? Have we gotten anything signed, any?
No, I've been in communications with Kevin Cleavorn, and the indication that I've gotten from him is that his client has secured another attorney to get a second opinion. And until that is resolved, that we will not get any easement.
So what do we do?
Nothing we can do right now.
Gotta wait till spring to do the...
Well, what I've heard from the crews that as of today is they were seeing about a foot of frost on the ground where they looked at. So there might be a little bit of time left, but I'm thinking that's slipping away. So, I mean, for all the things that we talked about, we needed an easement to make it happen.
But we did have another alternative plan, didn't we, that if we didn't have the easement?
No.
I thought we did. Going under the road, I thought. That's cutting through the pavement, remember? Didn't we have it?
That only gained us 6 inches.
If we did that where we are right now, that didn't get us anywhere near the couple feet that we were looking at from where we laid it out.
Do we have any other alternative then that we can do?
Not at this time of year, no.
But I mean, down in the spring, maybe?
I mean, we'd have to revisit that. The options aren't anywhere near as good, and they'd be much more expensive. And I'll continue to bring up the fact that the amount of precipitation that we had last year was the second highest in, I think, what was it, 10 years, Andy, that we got the results on? Yeah.
10 years. Mm-hmm.
So there's an issue. There's water there. I'm not sure how much of it's just natural, though. And that, you know, we've gone around this before, but since our last discussion on this, we've gotten the precipitation totals for 2014 from NOAA. And again, 2 years ago was the highest year.
Mm-hmm.
Last year was the second highest year. And that's pretty much when we started having these major issues. So we have options that we can look at if the easement doesn't work out. But again, there isn't, in my mind, there isn't any, we want to do something, we want to get rid of that. I don't think there's a requirement that we need to. So, I mean, that's unfortunately, that's another option, too.
Okay, so in other words, the apartments on Division Street who were going to grant the easement, or thought we thought they were going to maybe grant the easement, has now decided to go with another attorney? Mm-hmm.
Yes.
And then, depending
on,
get a second opinion. So if that attorney, if their new attorney then agrees that they would grant an easement, then that would be a possibility.
Oh, yes. Yeah, okay. I don't think it's
so
dead.
That's not totally dead.
Oh, I haven't gotten that indication talking to their initial attorney. But we weren't getting any response, the paperwork wasn't showing up, so mm-hmm. I kept contacting that attorney. He ultimately mm-hmm. told me that, in our last conversation, that's what was going on.
Hmm. Okay. All right, thanks.
Derek?
Mike kind of answered a little bit on the frost depth for water. In case anybody has any concerns, they're not anywhere near where we're in water.
No, correct.
Let's throw that out. That's my only city question. As far as Michigan football, we got a new coach and hopefully things will turn around. Tired of watching Michigan State and Ohio State do well. So. For my Michigan fans in the city, that's a little shout out. Hopefully the tide turns. Thank you.
Gene?
I got nothing.
All right, Tom?
I'm all set.
I'm all set also. And Mike?
The mayor indicated to me, and I think I can remember if I conveyed that in an email to the rest of the commission, that we're not going to be able to, yes, because we were trying to schedule when we were going to have our facilities meeting, and the mayor indicated that he was going to be out of town at our next city commission meeting. He asked about the possibility of electronic voting, or voting, away from here. That's an issue we had brought up with our city attorney in the past. I brought it up with him again yesterday after a conversation with the mayor. He still continues to believe that just having somebody on the end of the phone would not be a viable option.
Mm-hmm.
But he did, and he was working on an email that he was going to be sending me today, and I haven't seen it yet, indicating that he thought that Skype, where you could both see and hear somebody, would be an option if the commission, I believe, chose to allow it. Ron indicated to me that he wanted to at least listen in on the city commission meetings. We've had that happen before. To my recollection, we've never had a commissioner vote who wasn't physically present. And once I get that correspondence from the city attorney, I'll forward it on to the commission to do with what you wish. But I just wanted to bring that up while the mayor was here, so he can express his indication, his, you know, what I told is, I believe, to be accurate. And if the commission itself wants to discuss it at all, say yay, nay, or ask me to get something more from the attorney, I'll be glad to do that. With that.
Even if you can't vote, we would like you here by Skype. You'd be sitting there in your shorts and drinking a lemonade and listening to us.
Lemonade, yes.
I have no problem with it.
So you can't do absentee ballot?
Mm-mm.
No?
No, I think the attorney's always, made the position that they should be a full participant in the issue.
Mm-hmm.
This came up a couple years ago, I think,
mm-hmm.
and at that time it seemed like the state was kind of experimenting or looking at that issue or whether there were options with regards to it. So when the mayor asked the question, I said I'll check with the city attorney and see what he found out. And the answer seems a little bit be more nuanced than it was in the past, where it was basically, no, you just can't do it.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, based on a voicemail he left me earlier today, it sounded like under some provisions there might be an ability to do it legally. Excuse me, to do that legally. Again, I haven't seen the correspondence from him yet. I'm assuming that I've got it, but I've been in meetings all afternoon, so I haven't had a chance to look for it.
If this option became available, we'd want everybody to be able to take a chance, because sometimes you might be out of town because of the death in the family, or there might be an important agenda item. Mm-hmm. You might be sick. You might not want to be passing your germs on to somebody else. And, there's a myriad of reasons that, the option is viable. And I think the Skype option is even the best, because you can put it right up on the screen, just like you do the presentation today, too. If somebody wants to, to use that venue, or need to. And I think everybody, too, is entitled to a vacation once a year or twice a year, whatever couple weeks here and there, so all of us. So.
Well, that kind of leads into a broader thought. The discussion about potentially video streaming our commission meetings. I don't know what costs are involved or set up. I think maybe Randy Calcaterra could give us some input. There's a possibility of that, like you said, for the people that can't drive down here and make it here but can get to listen live. It's one thing to hear it on a recording on. Mm-hmm. It's different, totally different if you see the things live. I've watched Grand Traverse County,
yeah.
And it is totally changes the perspective, and you get to see things that are displayed and talk about it. So, while I don't have a direct comment at this point on the Skype voting thing, I think maybe that's something we think about. I'm not saying it has to happen immediately, but...
New city facilities.
Well, we don't have to wait for that, for that to happen. It's not like it's that involved, but... Anyways, I don't know what costs are involved, or just something to throw out there to talk about. Mm-hmm. That wouldn't be the official archive record, obviously, but for people that can make it here, we probably could hit more people that, you know, they're home with children that can't make mm-hmm. it down here. I'm trying to look at ways to expand the participation mm-hmm. for citizens. Not everybody has internet, but a fair amount do, so... and that, bringing that up, just kind of mm-hmm. brought it to the surface that, yeah, let's look at something like that. Mm-hmm. So, and with regards to not being here, I know we've all had to miss meetings, and I think we've accommodated in the past. If, so, if there's a very important topic that didn't have an absolute deadline, we've voted to move that to another date or that topic to another date to, so that individual gets to participate here as part of the process. So I think it has worked in the past on I felt accommodated on times where I couldn't be at a meeting, but so that's my thoughts on it.
That's just like the upcoming meeting the 27th. I'd like to be there, and I'd like to hear what's you know, the citizens say, and, you know, even if I was teleconferenced, then I could, you know, I could listen to it, or however you wanted to do it. It's not something we're going to vote on at that time anyway. It's...
The Boyne City website will have the archive open.
Yeah.
For right now, you let's see.
Right, but that's got a 4 or 5 day lag, but I mean,
sure.
In real time.
Oh, yeah.
Thank you for looking into that, Mike.
All right, once I get the information from the city attorney, I'll share it with the entire commission.
Anything else for the good of the order? Okay, our next regular city commission meeting is going to be Tuesday, January 27th at 7 p.m. The countywide leadership summit is scheduled for Monday, January 26th at 5:30 at the Boyne Area Senior Center.
And so we got a Monday, Tuesday.
10 minutes after 8.
Motion for adjournment.
I'll second. Roll call.
Gaylord.
Aye.
Crunch.
Aye.
Needhammer.
Aye.
Sansom.
Aye.
Town.
Aye.
Motion carried.